The Burt Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I use those terms very loosely, today is a special day. The hardest working person on the show, and that's saying a lot because we have quite a few people with very impressive work ethic, but the hardest working person on this show is celebrating a birthday today.
Jackson!
Hey, Jackson!
No, it is not Jackson.
Oh.
It is Tommy!
Tommy!
Happy birthday! I get three cheers for Tommy! Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hooray!
On the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
Aw, happy 70th birthday, Tommy.
Oh, damn.
Yikes.
Damn.
He's coming for you.
Yeah,
I probably should have waited until after the segment that he's helping me run to say that joke.
You're not going to get any one of your pieces of audio now.
Nope.
You've screwed yourself, sister.
Happy 3 months to your nose.
Oh,
you remember? It's literally my 3 month anniversary.
I'm going to get a cake for both of you.
Perfect. You can smash my nose in it. Anyway, I don't know why I thought you could only have a biopic once you passed away. So it strikes me as odd that Cher is talking about actively working on her biopic. She says that she's ready to put it out, but there's just one thing standing in her way.
It's very, can I tell you something? We're having the hardest time with this film because I've lived too long and done too much, and nobody seems to be able to squeeze it in. We haven't even finished the script. One script from like one of my favorite writers, brilliant, just said, Cher, I can't get it. I've been trying and trying, but I just can't put it all together. I don't know how I can't put it together.
She has been around a hot minute.
I don't know what her origin story is. I don't really know much about her. I know that she's an icon.
Mm-hmm.
I know she was huge with Sonny and Cher back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
But I don't know what makes her. I know she's an icon, but honestly, I don't know what makes her iconic.
What do you? Well, I mean, what makes her iconic is, one, her longevity and how many hits she's had and what a, like, I mean, the TV shows, the tours, the music, the movies.
The outfits.
She's also an Oscar winner. Like, she does it all. That's what makes her iconic. And, yeah, her, oh my God, her outfits, especially in the 70s by Bob Mackie, they were incredible. So because she has all these different eras and she's been able to evolve and she's had these different iterations of Cher over the years, I could imagine that that would be like a six hour docuseries at the minimum.
Yeah, I mean, I just know her from the hit film Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's done all that too.
No, I'm just kidding.
When she showed up in that movie, it was like, what is Cher doing here? Why is she performing? But it'll be interesting to see when it comes out. If it does come out.
If y'all were in the shoes of an icon, would you want your biopic to be released where you can see it? And before, because I've always felt like I don't feel like anybody's going to tell my story accurately. So
right.
I would want to see it.
Give me my flowers while I'm here, man.
Yeah, I would want to see it too. Nah. I respect that.
No.
No?
Nah.
You wouldn't want any say in anything? Like, who's going to play you?
No. Nope.
You'd be cool with whatever is told.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I'm just going to obsess over it anyway. And then you got to look at all the comments and this and that. Nah, wait till I'm dead.
That's fair. I get it.
I think it'd be fun to work on it, especially with like a young actor that's coming up and like telling them how to play you would be really cool. And then also, I feel like then you can actually rest in peace.
Yes.
Knowing that your legacy is set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if there's any questions about anything or they need to clarify certain events that happened, the only person that's going to truly know is you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give them that information because you're still here.
I'm way more interested in other people's lives than I am my own. I'd rather work on your guys' biopic.
I am such a perfectionist, though, that by the time I agree to it, I would be dead.
Oh,
so it would take forever for me to agree.
Though.
The one thing she says that she knows she wants in the film is that she doesn't want another actor to use their voice when singing her song, so they're just going to superimpose her voice to make it, obviously, a little bit more realistic.
I think lip syncing is the way to go.
Yeah, but Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne think that they know who they want to play them in their movies, so their biopic could be next. And these are who they would choose to play them.
Who do you want to play, you guys?
I know who I want to play mom. I think Florence Pugh would do it.
I think Florence Pugh or the little girl from Game of Thrones.
Mm. But you know who I want to play, Dad?
Who?
Bill Hader.
Who?
Yeah, Bill Hader. Think he'd be brilliant.
Who's Bill Hader?
You know him when you see
everyone
him.
Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
No, you're not.
Until I show a side-by-side picture, and then that guy's ability to, like,
character actor. He's brilliant.
Yes.
I also thought they were crazy, and then I looked up a photo. I'm like, I could see it, but it's hard for me to place like an actor that typically just does comedy in a role that wouldn't be comedy. Like,
oh,
you know, when
but
you see
Ozzy is a very funny individual,
yeah, mm.
unintentionally so, but he yeah. is.
Like, who's Bill Hader? But you know, when you see like Steve Carell in a drama, it never sits well with me.
Really?
I'm like, you're a haha laugh funny guy. Like, what are you doing here crying? Like. Make me laugh, clown.
Yikes.
Some pressure.
It's a little messed up. But anyway, that's who they want to play them. We got some exciting news from Beyonce this week. She has a new title for her upcoming country album, and it's going to be called Act 2: Cowboy Carter. Yeah.
Cowboy Carter, I like it.
Yeehaw is a part of the title?
No.
No, that was it.
That was a Caucasian subtitle.
Yeah, actually, my face is going to be superimposed on the album. Okay. Cover. It's just going to be me with a lasso.
Okay, can we say can we be honest and say something that I am probably going to get so much S for, but I got to say it. I like Beyonce's song, Texas Hold'em. But if I hear that thing play one more time on any social media app, I am going to every single person is using that song for anything and everything they post right now.
It's not my favorite Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
I need a break.
It's not
hurts me.
Yeah, just a trial separation.
Just a little bit,
I got
please.
You.
All right, she says she was pressured to get it on with her co-star to improve his performance in the film. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.